The main door was set within a stone porch jutting out from the middle of the house. Matt welcomed the fact that it sheltered him from the rain. There was an old-fashioned bell pull, a metal rod down the wall with a handle at the end. But before he could try it, the heavy, dark wooden door swung open. "I saw you coming up the drive," Aunt Jane said. "Come on in." "I'm sorry, you must be bored, silly." "Well, a bit," Matt admitted. The door opened into a large hallway. In fact, it was more like a big room. A wide staircase swept up from the back of the hall, with doors either side of it leading deeper into the house. There were other doors at intervals round the hall. Between two of the doors stood a suit of armour. Further along was a low table with a modern cordless telephone on it. It looked out of place among the oak panelling and the dark oil paintings hanging on the walls. "So when do I get to meet Mr. Venture?" Matt asked. He'd almost referred to him as Robin's dad, but didn't think Aunt Jane would be impressed by that. "Soon," she promised. "He's a busy man, but I'm sure he'll want to meet you too." "Great," Matt said. Maybe when he met Julius Venture, he'd have some idea why Dad thought he could help, if that's what Dad had really meant.
"I'm rather busy this afternoon," Aunt Jane told him, "but I'm sure Julius won't mind if you look around. There's lots to see. He has quite a collection."
"A collection of what?" Matt wondered. Aunt Jane shrugged as if the answer was obvious.
"Everything."
"I was hoping to look in the library," Matt told her. "Or maybe use a computer?"
"There are computers in the library," she smiled. "It isn't all stuffy and old-fashioned like this."
She tapped the suit of armour as she led him past the staircase and to one of the doors. It was standing open, revealing a panelled corridor beyond.
"Down here?" "The library is at the end of the corridor. You won't miss it. I have an office on the first floor. Up the stairs, turn right, and it's the second door on the left."
"And you're busy?"
"Very."
"I'll be fine," he assured her. "Down here?" She nodded, still smiling. Maybe she was anticipating his reaction to the library when he finally got there, or maybe she was making up for being so short with him earlier.
"Is Robin around?"
Matt asked, as much to see her reaction as anything. Aunt Jane's smile flickered, but she kept it pretty much in place.
"I think Robin's busy," she said.
Then more quietly,
"I meant what I told you, but I know you won't listen. Boys your age never do, do they?"
She sighed.
"Anyway, I shouldn't interfere, I know. Oh, and the password for the computer is secret."
He was puzzled. Passwords usually are." She smiled, properly this time.
"You'll work it out, if I know you. Your mother always said you'd follow in her footsteps, not your father's. Goodness me, I hope she's right."